Ah, you know what time it is, folks. It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the Criminal Justice Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Patrick here. Happy Monday. Remember, Monday is a state of mind. Put on your positive pants and get your shit done. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great week. Everything revolves around mindset. Trust me, whatever you put out there, you're going to get back. Big shout out to all the brave men and women in the criminal justice field, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at. Thank you for doing it. Remember this, you are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Folks, I want to tell you about a kick-ass company called The Badge Life, a great company founded and created by a law enforcement officer for you, the law enforcement professional. Tank tops, hoodies, gym gear, they have it all. See the link to The Badge Life in the show notes. You will not be disappointed. Just sipping on my lion's mane mushroom coffee from Four Sigmatic. Folks, this great company you are going to love. Coffees, elixirs, cocos, they have it all. Again, I am a huge fan of the lion's mane mushroom coffee. It gives me that energy and clarity, that zip that I need to get me through my often hectic days. Head over to cjevolution.com. See the link to Four Sigmatic. Best of all, you're going to get 15% off of your purchases using the promo code CJEVO. On to Microcast Monday. Mark Twain said, a man cannot be comfortable without his own approval. Now, some of you might be thinking, what the hell was Mark Twain talking about? Well, he was talking about confidence. So let me ask you this. Are you confident? I know that might seem like a broad question, but are you confident? Are you confident in your abilities? Are you confident in the job you're doing, whatever that is? Are you confident in your relationships? Are you confident in the job that you're trying to get? Maybe it's a promotion. There's so many things that revolve around confidence. Confidence is a game changer, folks. Now, I'm not talking about the narcissistic, I'm better than everybody. I'm talking about, are you self-deprecating? Are you putting yourself down every chance you get? Because you know what? I found myself in that boat, even to this day, not as much as I used to be, but I used to have thoughts of, well, I'm not good enough to get that promotion, or I'm not good enough to drive that car, or I'm not good enough to live in this certain area. I'm not good enough to make a lot of money. That's a load of bullshit. It starts with you. And if you are thinking that, then that's what you're sending out there. That's the energy you are sending out there. I know it sounds hokey to some of you, but trust me, that's what you're sending out there. That's the vibe. So if you're thinking, ah, God, I don't know, man, if I could get that promotion, I'll probably suck at it. I won't be a good leader. The guys or the girls won't like me. They won't follow me. Then why should they promote you? You're already putting yourself in a place where you're not going to be good enough. You know what I'm saying? So really think about this, because subconsciously, I think a lot of us do this. We self-sabotage ourselves. We self-sabotage ourselves for a variety of reasons. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's, who knows, your fear of the unknown? I have no idea. All I'm saying is that you have to be more confident. You have to. And it's so intertwined with everything that we do. So think about the last time that you had some success, a big win. Confidence comes naturally with success. But success comes only to those who are, you guessed it, confident. You have to be confident in order to be successful. Now, I'm not saying, again, go around with this attitude, I am better than you, because that shit doesn't work. I'm telling you, it doesn't. But you have to believe in your abilities. You have to believe in the talents that God or the higher universe or whatever you believe in, you have to believe that you have everything that you need to do anything in your life. That is the truth. You have to be confident, because again, you are going to get everything that you want in your life if you get into that confidence mindset. So here are a couple action steps that I want you to do. First of all, I want you to scour the internet, scour resources, and find a favorite quote revolving around confidence and put it somewhere that you can see it every day. Just put it somewhere you're gonna see it. Secondly, do you have a photograph of a time that you felt confident and successful? It could be whatever, graduation from the academy. It could be when you were married, whatever. A picture of you as a kid after you learned to ride a bike or anything else that really, really resonates with you. Hang it somewhere where you're going to see it every day, where you can look at that and say, man, I remember that. I felt great. And then tap into that feeling again. Again, we talked about visualization. This is visualizing, but you need to practice it. You need to put it somewhere where you're going to not only see it, but you're going to feel it. That is some powerful stuff, my friend. Powerful stuff. Remember, be confident. You can do whatever you want in your life. Folks, go out there. I hope each and every one of you, you have a fantastic Monday, fantastic week. And stay tuned because we have more great guests coming on the show this week that you're going to love. Continue sharing this show with your family and friends. We would appreciate it. And give us that 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Again, we sure would appreciate it. Folks, go out there, have a great rest of your week, and take care. Be safe.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.